podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Stretford Paddock, the best place for Manchester United content on the internet. You're right.
I'm all right, mate. Good.
All right.
Yeah, I'm.
Why
I'm,
are you sitting facing I'm, away from me?
I'm How it feels rude. Weird, innit?
Yeah. So, come on. Body language experts will be looking into that
are
now.
Are we allowed to touch and stuff now?
No.
Can I hug you? I'm allowed to hug you.
Are you vaccinated?
No. But Boris said.
Did it?
Boris said.
He said we're allowed to hug, we're allowed to sex, we're allowed to each other.
Let's wrap this shit up then. And
sweet.
Vaccinated me anyway.
Aya. Have you had both your jabs?
No. Got
which one did
you
one?
Get? Pathetic.
I'll do.
Which one did you get?
Who cares?
Well.
Have you had it?
Nah, I ain't getting it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Nah, what? I am getting it, but I'm not getting first batch.
Oh, I know. Why? All
right, okay.
You know, but you never know, innit?
What do you mean?
Might just be like out of date, might be dodgy. Might
out
be,
of date? They made it like a week, like week ago.
Out of date? It's like, got a very short shelf life, you know, but like it's out of date already.
You know, like when you get FIFA on the first day it's released, and then PlayStation keep updating it. Updating it. And then you have to, in the first week, you've got like 10 updates, which take an hour each. I don't want them updates.
Right.
I don't want a booster. No. I don't want to find out that I've been vaccinated with sperm. I just want to know, is it all right? Has he died of it yet? No. Do you know what I mean?
Got an eye infection from it, though.
But if I need it.
No, you didn't.
If I need it.
You got an eye infection, not because of that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I had the vaccine. But no, but on a serious note, before someone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's why you didn't get that. Let's not start putting that information
out there.
Let
me actually finish what I'm saying.
Right, go on.
Otherwise, it looks seriously mental. I think that when you get it, you are a little bit under the weather for a couple of days.
And oh, yeah, it's being like under the weather. Jab, isn't
yeah, for being under the weather, I ended up getting an eye infection.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
Did someone fart in your eye?
Might have done.
That can happen, can't it?
My fucking hand, money's on Callum. Look at him.
Yeah. You want to hear the joke he said earlier, by the way?
Who?
He's not made Callum. A joke.
He made a joke, bro.
What sort of a joke?
First off, the fact he made a joke, listen to his reaction. But the joke itself was awful.
Was it disgusting or just bad?
I think we were speaking about someone waffling.
Right.
And he said, is he part Belgian? Waffle.
Do you want to get out for us? Stand up and go. Yeah? That's genuinely the worst joke I've ever heard in my life.
He had to do lines today.
I hope is that what he's doing over there? Is that why he's writing?
He was like Bart Simpson.
Yeah. I will not sell crap jokes again.
Yeah.
I'm sickened.
It's awful, bruv. In a week when we're trying to, you know, positive vibes only, bring the Europa League home, European champions, Ollie's at the wheel, him bringing us all down.
And as well, it's a bit racist that against
no wonder that all that's in your fucking Tinder inbox is tumbleweed.
Oh, that's a bit deep, that. Didn't need to go that he puts honest
up,
about
he
it.
He puts up pictures with about five people in a... So people are like, which fucking like it in case? Like it in case it's that brown fella.
Hey. Right.
Oh, wow.
How far off, sorry off the 1,000 days are we? When did we hit 500 days?
Since what?
So yeah, but when did, was it November last year? Or the year before?
You're right, Jay.
Yeah, I'm confused.
We're nearly 1,000 days since what? Callum's had.
Oh, right. I wonder what you're on about there.
Sexual relations with a lady.
He does it every day. We palmed it.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
And palming there.
Is it 1,000 days?
And palmella.
No, but we're closing in. I reckon we're probably about 3 or 4 months away.
Sometimes he flips over.
Palmella. About a year away. We're so about 700 days.
No, we're definitely not a year away.
Right. I mean,
you're going to bust out dust, you know.
You're going to bust out dust.
That is going to be, you know that picture of Randy Marsh when he goes to the internet?
Thing? Sorry, yes. Joe's in the head saying, football. Enough of Callum's sex life.
Yeah, but
life.
If we talk about
or
it.
Harry, just take the headphones off, you can't hear him.
Shouts then. Football, talk about the football.
Football, crazy, chocolate, mad, grab a power pod, play football with the lads.
Quality.
We won't be playing football with the lads, Harry Maguire.
Ah, nice little segue there, you see. Professional.
Go sit over there with him.
I know. Harry Maguire is not going to be playing, is he? Is he?
Apparently not. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer hasn't been... Someone just said, do they know they're live?
Do we know we're live? Yes. Unfortunately, these lot don't care, mate. Like, I love that.
I don't know if you noticed, since this became Stretford Paddock, we do what we want.
Yeah.
Bro.
Exactly. So
Man United, and we do what we want.
They know they're live. We know.
Someone's tweeted, Paddock gone live, and I don't think they've noticed.
Waffling shit about Calvin's sex life.
Talking about the producers behind the camera who's not got laid in a very, very, very depressingly sad.
Can you create a GoFundMe for him?
What for?
To get him something.
Get him something?
Yeah, like a fleshlight.
a lady of the night.
No. A fleshlight.
You don't get
legal.
That.
Legal. It's legal. It's wrong. It's immoral, but it's legal.
Listen, he's a good looking lad. I'm sure he'll be fine very soon. And we have been in the middle of a pandemic as well. Let's not forget that. That's contributed to at least a fifth of the reason you've not had sex.
An actual idiot in the corner got birded up in the pandemic.
What an idiot.
Yeah, that's...
What's your point?
Yeah, they love it.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, we are sponsored by Surfshark today. Thank you to Surfshark for sponsoring us. Yeah. Unfortunately, they can't sponsor a lady for Callum.
If you want to search brass gaffs for Callum, you want a VPN to make sure that no one's spying when you're searching for brass. Hey, am I right?
Oh, no. Oh, please, no. Right, Harry Maguire.
All right, okay. I thought I was doing a read.
No, but look, can. Listen, go VPNs, on. Yeah, they can help you watch stuff.
I'm sorry, Joe. They've taken over. There's nothing I can do anymore.
Videos on, let's say, Netflix or
go on.
Pornhub that you can't watch because they're not in your region.
Yeah.
I'm not sure there's videos like that, but there might be. Then you can, press the buttons. Now you're in America, you can watch what you want, bro.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So.
That's what I've done on Netflix. Got American Netflix.
What are you looking at me for?
Not tried it on Pornhub yet.
Right, so scroll down a little bit anyway. Sorry. Let's do this properly. Up is down.
That's a lengthy read.
So, deep breath now.
Are you all right, Jay?
Hello, welcome to the Paddock Podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Now more than ever, our internet reliance has been rapidly increasing. We stream our favourite shows, keep in touch with our loved ones, and watch podcasts like Paddock Podcast. And porn up, potentially. And football matches. We'd like to think our information is safe, but as our online footprint increases, so does our need for security. Proper security. Surfsack is a VPN service that protects your information by encrypting all the data that you send through the internet, keeping anyone unwanted from seeing it. Another great reason to use a VPN is because content from streaming services can be restricted based on what country you're in. That could be Netflix, Amazon Prime, or even highlights from Twitter. With Surfshark, you can solve that problem by simply changing your location. Also, if you do go abroad and that's allowed again after COVID and still want to watch the football on your UK streaming service, you can just set your location back to the UK. Right now, Surfshark have a really good deal by using my link in description and promo code Paddock, you will get 85% off, which means for something like a couple of quid a month, you can be fully protected. Plus, you'll get 3 months for free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. So use the link in the description. Paddock. Promo code Paddock. 85% and 3 months free.
Listen.
With a 30-day money-back guarantee, terms and conditions apply.
You don't even get 85% off on a Black Friday, bro.
Thank you, right.
You 85%
up front.
Off. Mate, I'll be honest with you, most people switch off during ads. They would have stayed for this one. Just to see him giggling and shaking the whole table.
No, on a serious note, though, we all
promo code Paddock,
and it's meant.
No, I do. I've got it on my phone.
I do. I'd use that link that's in the description. Promo code 3 months free.
What module? Might as well use that promo code Paddock because that's not going to be alive from next week.
Yeah, get it in quick after their legal team has spoken to us.
Alex has just commented. I got loads of emails to send. And Joe has WhatsApped us saying he quits.
It's been nice while it's lasted. We've had a good
time. It's the end of the season. And look, if you're thinking today's carnage, bro, we have got something in store for you on Wednesday. It's going to be a watch along, obviously.
Are we going shot for shot?
It's not going to be here.
Are you doing LASK levels?
I don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to be a big spoon and a little spoon.
We're going off, mate.
It's going off big time.
It's going off. We're going to have six people in the bar watch along. Madness.
Yes.
It's going down. So make sure you're here. It might even be on Twitch as well, but it's definitely going to be on YouTube. So subscribe, like, comment, share. Remember, Surfshark, Paddock is the code. 85% off. 3 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Surfshark have a phone app as well, so you can put it on your phone so you don't just have to use it on your laptop. A Mac app. Windows app, it's got all that stuff for wherever you need it. So make sure you're downloading Surfshark VPN. Thank you very much to those guys for sponsoring us. Ben Hayes says, did anything noteworthy happen in 1991, lads?
Hard to say, really. It's so long ago.
Harry Maguire was born.
No, he won't.
Apparently. That's what Joel just said in my ear.
Harry Maguire is not 30 years old.
Just looks it.
He does look a bit old, doesn't he? But he's a good lad, Harry Maguire. You've met him, haven't you, Macca?
Yeah.
What's that yeah for? Why are you saying yeah like that? I thought he was lovely.
He's a nice lad.
Listen, forget
that. Sound.
Yeah.
It's
guarded.
It's a difficult interview.
Guarded.
It's a difficult interview.
Yeah, because it was quite a long interview for that sort of thing. Informal chat almost. A little bit guarded, but I felt like he got it.
He was sound. He wasn't a bad person. Like, he wasn't like Fellaini, hurry up.
Did he actually say hurry up, Fellaini?
No, we walked in and he went, so are you doing this interview or what?
Really? Wow. That's what every interviewer wants to hear.
Kick you in the chest, how about that?
And then I went to him, but have you not seen this picture of me and you celebrating on the pitch together at Palace?
Oh, that's nice.
And he calmed down a bit.
Nice.
And then I mentioned his next door neighbours that we know and all that.
What?
Never mind.
Right, okay, I don't want to know.
Yeah, and we knew his next door neighbour, so we mentioned that. And then he kind of thought, these lot probably know more about me than I know.
Yeah.
So let's be nice. And he was nice.
What's the most difficult one you've had?
Clayton Blackmore.
Clayton Blackmore? I'm glad you're saying this.
I really enjoyed being with Clayton Blackmore when I spent
I've hung out with him and he's been sound. Interviewing him, though.
Why? What was it about Clayton? Because he's a nice guy and he seems like a nice guy.
I played football with him. It was class. Yeah.
Right. So last year, started the pandemic, doing a lot of stuff over Zoom. I hate it. I like real interviews. And Clayton, Mason Greenwood just broke through into the team. He's flying. Look at him. Obviously, you've coached him all the way from being 13 years of age. Joe, blah, blah, blah. What can he achieve in the game? How well is he playing? Do you think he's going to be a starter for United? Yeah, he's doing well.
Oh, it's pulling teeth, isn't it? That's fucked that. Yeah, I hate that. But he still works for the club, innit?
Nah, I don't think
he's always knocking about.
He was part of the coaching staff.
I don't think he's, I think he's doing something else now.
Some bed, innit?
Yeah.
Still got the tan. And he's mint at football still.
Is it?
I played in, so we had to do something for some betting company, doesn't matter who they are. But Surfshark, you can check that in the description below. we did something, so it was me, Ant Crawler, David May. Pilkington in goal. And someone else. And we were playing against Richard Dunn, Paul Dickov, Trevor Sinclair. So all these people that had just retired, and I had fucking someone that never played when he was professional, David May, and Clayton Blackmore. Clayton Blackmore was still good.
Was it?
And I nutmegged Richard Dunn. But we got hammered.
How goes Crawler?
He runs like a boxer. You know that square run?
Yeah.
Like, he's proper. You can tell he's not a footballer.
Yeah, lateral movement's important.
Yeah, he runs like a boxer. If anyone's seen a boxer how they're running, you could just tell when he's running, he wants to swing at someone, doesn't he?
Really? He's a good lad, though, isn't he?
Kind of sound. He's one of the best people you can meet.
Yeah, he is. We've had him on here, haven't we? Oh, no, on the Bruin. He's been on the channel a few times.
People that I've interviewed, AJ, Matter, Crawler.
Really? AJ
nicest
up there?
People. AJ and Matter are nice. Crawler's up there, you can't really tell
that with AJ. I was never sure.
AJ, when we weren't filming,
he
was walking around with me and he was like, oh, I've been watching your videos and that. They're really good. Like, you're killing it. And I remember thinking, bro, you've never watched one of my videos in your life, have you?
Yeah, which one?
You're just lying.
Yeah.
But you're lying to me in a good way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're interested in what we're doing and that. And I thought it was nice. And he remembers your name. I remember he won a fight once. Everything's going mad. And he just looks over at me and Dave like, yo.
That's decent.
Are we friends? Matt remembered my name as well.
Now that's...
By the way, Matt this weekend. How good was it to see him score?
I'm not sure he's gone for sure.
Did you see his comments after? Where he was like, I know what I want to do. I still think I can play. That kind of made me think...
Call me.
Ollie's told him...
Level 14 for you, son.
Ollie's told him, you're not going to be playing much, but I do want to keep you around.
I think it's time for him to move on.
Have been fearing letting Matter and Matic go at the same time because of the experience we lose. Would you care about that? Do you care?
I reckon it probably matters in the dressing room to a large extent, yeah. What's weird about Matter is his fucking old man's got a restaurant here. And I don't know if he's got restaurants in all the other cities of places he's played. If they're all settled in Manchester, that's big. He's got kids, hasn't he?
I believe so. But I'm not 100% because he doesn't take pictures on that, does he much?
So, if your family's here and settled in somewhere, what's one more contract versus everyone's chilling?
But if he sees himself... going, let's say he went to Real Sociedad or something like that. Like he'd play every week for them. And he might like he's not long played with Ashley Young and that and watch him stinking the place out. And he probably thinks, yo,
go Italy, win a Ballon d'Or.
I'm fucking mint. Like you know what I mean? If he goes Italy, he'd be the best player in the league.
Yeah, you think he could go to Italy and do
oh,
well.
Oh, Spencer says Tapio and Wine is closed. Is that because of the pandemic though? Or is it closed?
I just feel like...
Have you eaten there? You ate there? Yeah. Have you? You've been
I've
there?
Take away from there.
Oh, yeah.
Was it good? Not ate inside. Belting.
Was it as good as
well? Well, rich. Do you like really rich, like proper Spanish meats that are just heavy but mint. I like them.
McKeel the Groot with the comments is podcast, paddock, Pornhub, all my peas. Can I just shout out McKeel as well, by the way? Love you, bro. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in all the time. To everybody as well, thank you for getting
What time are we starting to watch along? Are we starting when we start drinking?
Yes.
So what's that about? I've said, well
he's going to be on the Pepsi match today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like one in the afternoon. By the time the match is on, no one will even care.
What time's kickoff? 6 o'clock?
Is it 8? Is it 6?
Europa League? I don't know. What happens with this shit?
I don't even
find
know.
Out.
Jay.
Yo.
Erkan Gatro fucked up.
How did you feel when you interviewed Sir Alex Ferguson?
Mackie, you know I don't like to talk about it, but I will.
I know you're a bit shy. You like to, you know, you don't like to show off and all that.
Do you know what, right?
I noticed you were bent forward at the waist. Was that because you were pitching a 10?
Yeah, it was. I'm glad you picked up on that. I didn't want him to see my erection.
It's just rude. You're standing there like pointing your boner at
Under your What's waistband. That?
It's a fucking night of the realm.
Did your belly button's hot? What?
You know, it's one of those moments where when he started laughing, I was chatting to him, and you're thinking, so Alex Ferguson's laughing as I'm talking to him. Yeah, that was like fucking madness. But I couldn't really, I was so nervous as well. And like, obviously, you've got the guy sort of next to him waiting, and I was like, so I get one more question, which I managed to do. But yeah, it was just unreal, mate. It was just fantastic. And it's, to be honest with you, it's emotional because it's good to see him looking so well because of what's gone on and everything. Obviously,
Did you cry watching Never Give In?
Yeah, man. I think it's the law, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I was there.
Enough from you.
Was you?
Yeah, but don't read what I said. Remember what I said in the group?
Oh, yeah. Let's not do that.
Let's have some limits on this podcast. Yeah, it's emotional to see him looking well, to see him full of beans, sort of happy as well, and chatty. He was genuinely chatty. He was like that. He, sometimes...
He must love it, though, now, because there might have been a period in his career where he went, oh, fucking... You know, I've been managing for like
when he refused to talk to any press for 5 years.
Yeah, but that was for different
about
reasons.
That period.
But like, he would have because he was like a politician in his press conferences and stuff, wasn't he? So he used to play games with them.
Fergie would do little things like starters. Fergie was the sort of first manager who wouldn't take questions. He'd come in and just give you answers that he wanted to give. So he'd just come in and sit down and just start talking. Mm. Like normally go to a press conference, they wait for some questions, not with Fergie. So he'd come in, he'd sit down and go, right, you know, I don't know, Rooney's injured, Welbeck's back in, Van Persie's a doubt, bloody whatever.
Now you got two questions.
Yeah, that's what he'd do. But he'd do little things like, and I used to chat to all the other journalists, say things like, say that's your recording device, just turn it off. Because all the recording devices are on the table, just turn it off.
Oh. See, I'd be there like, oh my God, Fergie touched my phone.
Yeah. I'd be like, yes.
No, you dick, turn that on. Talking about that.
Or he'd be like that. He'd do things like this. He's always leaning back in his chair. And the cameraman, you say like, he's just, so you'd have to try and refocus him all the time because he's just bored or he's just annoyed with you. Things like that. Or he'd give out random. I remember when I was at my radio station, he banned one of the our reporters because of something the DJs had done. You know, when Beckham got his boot in his face, they'd gone down to the training ground and done this sign that said, leave our Bex alone. And at the press conference, he just went to our reporter, a guy called Huey, went, just pointed at him in the middle of the press conference, he went, you've got a 3-month ban, so you can go. And this is in front of all the other journalists. And then you've got to get up, do the walk of shame up to the desk, pick up your recording device.
While he's staring at you.
Yeah.
Daggers.
We had the audio and he just went, you can ask them two jokers why.
Jokers.
Like, you're not going to argue, are you? You're like, I've got a 3-month. Okay, I'll see you in 3 months.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Is that 3 months from today? Yeah.
When did that start? I just want to be clear. You're just going to go out here. So yeah, little things like that. But that clip does the rounds, doesn't it, of him saying like, you know, your job as a journalist is to tell the truth. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in the job. And I think those words are very, very apt.
I saw something this week which made me think Ollie needs to start just handing out bands. I forgot what it was now.
It's too nice.
It was an article that I saw that just made me think, You need to just start saying, bro, yeah. get the fuck out.
Do you know what I mean? Fergie was ruthless, wasn't it? Like, Daniel Taylor got banned from next to nothing.
And he's a good journalist.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
I've offered my services.
Yeah.
Just because you see all the shit. No one's ever asked a tactical question once.
I hate that, press conferences. You hear it more in Spain than that. Yeah. And even in America, bro. Like, here they're just... It's
do you know what it is though,
look
mate?
At all the all the journalists work for Murdoch.
I'll be honest with you. I think that, and it pains me to say that, the way United do press conferences as well is terrible. Like, I've covered United and City, unfortunately. You go to City, you get as much time as you want. So you can ask those, if you want, and you've got specific questions that you want to ask him, you can ask him. They won't go, that's enough from you. You go to United, broadcast get 5 minutes, and that's Sky, BBC, TalkSport. That's...
And unless you're one of them, you're not getting a question.
The only time I got a question in, like, Jose, was when Don McGuinness or someone was off. Yeah.
They've got
their
favourites that they go to. Simon Stone will get one. Yeah. Premier League Productions will get one. Jamie Jackson generally gets one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that's it. Well,
one random guy from Iranian TV I've ever seen get like asked a question.
That's why it's different in the Europa League, because it's open. So you get more of the foreign journalists and people who don't normally get questions or Champions League or whatever. But then you go to print, like you're saying, it is like Jamie Jackson, someone from the MEN. And again, you know, that's 15 minutes. Well, it's not even that. It's about 10 minutes. So in a total, you're getting like 40 minutes in a press conference. Where you go to City, you get like 35 minutes. And it's just that. And it's always the atmosphere as United as well. I mean, I've not been there for a couple of years, but it used to be the atmosphere of hurry up. This is, you know, don't ask me a silly question.
We have to do this rather than we want to do this.
And it's like, what was that question? You know, you see Jose lose it at people. David Moyes banned us for nothing. Just banned local radio.
We've had experience.
But you've had it yourselves, haven't you?
With the people there. Yeah. You know what I mean? We know names and I'm not saying, but we've had experience with people blocking us for certain things, or like when we went to watch training and they were like, shit, yeah, we need to get these like, out now. Like, it's been too long. Players are talking to them and stuff. Right?
But you were invited there, weren't you? To training.
Let's move on from that.
Right, okay. You were at training, you got asked to leave. I did an interview once with Rooney and I had someone over my shoulder saying, why is he doing that interview? And Rooney's agent, actually, believe it or not, and a lot of people might not like him, stuck up and said, no, it's okay. We've okayed it. He can do this interview.
I know someone who works like for the club
trying to get rid of me.
Interviewing Luke Shaw and was talking to him and then went, blah, 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 looking forward to England duty. And he went, whoa, why are you asking about England? Because he's just been picked for England.
Yeah. It's there's no need for it. And I think the thing with United is they've always been that thing of, we can do what we want. We don't need the press.
You need us rather than we need
and
you.
And City have always coveted that coverage. They want more attention.
Well, they're sports washing, so they need that coverage.
Yeah, of course you do. They want good PR. Do you know what I mean? No, it's true.
It's true. No. That's why they're there, for good PR.
So they embrace it. They put on meals for you. They give you presents at Christmas. I know this all sounds crackers, but it's what they do.
It is sports washing. You're just talking to me about sports washing.
Christmas crackers, yes, very good, as Joe said to me. They take you out. Like, they do this thing, this like day at the ground where you get meals and have a game. And all that sort of stuff with all the journalists.
They sweeten up the press.
Yeah, they do. Do you know what I mean?
Proper, that.
Right. The thing is as well, I know a journalist that works in Manchester, covers both United and City.
Yeah.
And he says, what happens is, he said, United's weird. He said it was kind of an open season on United once Fergie went, because he was the one that kept, you know, a very strong house in order. These are the rules. And it was a bit of an iron fist, and you did need Fergie's access. So you had to toe the party line somewhat. Once Moyes came in, it was a rabbit in the headlights. It was open season on United.
Yeah.
Jose and Lou was a little bit of a circus. And Ollie's had some shit with the press as well. But no one has had the balls at United to drill the press. He says, whereas at City, he goes, they ask you to justify your negative pieces on them. He goes, so you'll get a phone call. He goes, and they're not telling you to not write that stuff. He goes, but just as your human nature, you go, I can't be asked having these conversations, justifying my work to some idiot at City every time I write something about him. He goes, so it does dissuade you from writing negative stuff about City.
Well, we had a bollocking once where, is it Vicky Floss, whatever her name is, the head of media at City? I can't remember her name. But it was when Pep was having all these, you know, these things with referees. And he'd gone up against the referees and he was moaning about his players not getting protected and all that. And at one press conference, I can't remember the head of media, I can't remember her name, but she came down. And a lot of the questions were about referees. And do you think you're not getting protection? Do you think the referees are better in Spain? Would the standard refereeing ever cause you to leave England? That sort of stuff. But it was one question after the next, after the next, after the next. It was all about referees. And then we went out of the press conference room and she literally like gathered everyone together and just went mad and was like, I was going to do a sit-down meal with Pep, invite you all. That'll be out the fucking window. if you carry on with this. And she even said, if it was that lot down the road, you'd have all been banned by now, and you know you would, and I'm not having it and all this. And she's like, I don't want to keep hearing these questions about referees. He's answered this. It's been dealt with. Just move on. And I was just like, I don't really give a shit about
it. We ask him about performance enhancing drugs when he was in
it. I want to ask him about officials.
Nandrolone, isn't it? He was. The old Nandrolone. Edgar David's got
And do you know what, Adam? I'm glad you asked. Here's what happened. Because Pep was acquitted, right? So that means he was not guilty, doesn't it, Jay?
Well,
no, it fucking doesn't. What it means is the law was changed about 10 years after his sample was tested. And there's a certain, stability about these tests that or the samples. And because when his sample was taken, they couldn't perform a certain stability test on it, they had to say, okay, we have to throw out this sample of evidence, a pure technicality. Now, the guy that was in charge of the Italian Anti-Doping Association, he did an interview where he give you the odds of this actually being the case where the instability of the test could have given you a positive test. Now, it can give you a positive test of between like 1 and 10. Pep was 14, so it wouldn't have mattered either way because he was well over the required limit to be actually doping. And he said, what's the odds on one of these samples becoming unstable and giving you a fudged thingy test? And it was both tests that they did this on as well. And it was somewhere in like the 10 billion to 1 sort of range.
So it can happen, yeah. Very rarely.
But it didn't.
So there's a chance.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance. So yeah. And then, funnily enough, Pep's defense in this was, I've only ever taken what my doctor told me to take. Which you'd find, okay, fair enough, I would a medical professional or a lot. Would you then hire that medical professional for Barcelona once you became the manager there, or would you go, that guy made me, I'm innocent, and that guy made me test positive, just taking what he told me to, I better not really hire him because he might be a bit of a crook. But no, Pep hired him for Barcelona.
Everyone deserves a second chance.
And then Barcelona went on to break records for pressing and the Spanish team. And there was a wee fella called Dr. Fuentes who was giving court in a Spanish cycling doping case. And he was like, hey, you want to go and check my fridge? I've got like loads of Barcelona, Real Madrid and Spanish players blood in my fridge because I've been doping the fuck out of them as well. And the Spanish government went, ah, burn it. Everything I've just said is 100% fucking true and provable. And
because we wouldn't say anything not true on
you. So what you're saying is the 2009 and 2011 Champions League finals were tainted and should be awarded
to the exact wording from the Dr. Fuentes fella was, if I give evidence, Spain will be giving back the World Cup.
Wow.
And that was one of, you know, that Spain team used to get lauded. Oh, they're so great. They were fucking boring, bro.
We're boring, man.
We scored 8 goals in the whole tournament.
That's not good.
Give me Brazil 98 exactly. Any day. And Cameroon, France never 99. Won that tournament, by the way. Fucking did over Ronaldo, didn't they?
K Robbo UFC in the chat says, am I the only one that thinks Harry is going to make a surprise appearance?
Yeah. You're not? No, I think a few people do think that. But
yeah, I don't think he's got it.
I don't think he does.
No, I think, unfortunately, he deserves, you know, it's harsh on him because he's played so many games and played so well.
Pep's doctor.
But
it'd be great if we were like 5-0 up and we could put him on with his protective boot for the last minute.
Do you think he'll do a John Terry if he...
He's not a fucking dick.
I don't mean racial abuse someone. I mean put his kit on with his shinny.
Or spit at Tevin.
Did you see the interview?
No.
Jay?
No. I've suffered enough. I saw the heart. Like, me and Anton have both suffered.
I've suffered enough. Saying like, how much do I need to get called a racist for? I've suffered.
Yeah, we've both.
Hilarious.
I mean, in many ways, I'm the real victim. Do you know what I mean?
That was reading between the lines. He didn't actually say that, but I read that too.
In fact, you know what? I forgive Anton should have been the headline.
Do you know what? I can't blame him feeling that way because the people around him have enabled him to feel like
that's
that.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Like from being treated as a hero around that period, from being excused, from people just believing his bullshit lies to the 26-minute fucking walking up the pitch.
Oh, that was his idea. Like, I've had an idea for me.
Yeah.
it was like the penalty one is like, you think you're taking the last one?
Nah, Nicholas Anelka, penalty taker extraordinaire.
Like it was Solomon Kalou, wasn't it? He moved, and Kalou scored. So if he hadn't done that, they'd have won. But Mr. Chelsea, straight in my armband and all that.
What a twat.
I can still masturbate to that now and finish.
Yeah. Cine, tears as lube.
Cine in the chat says, would Kane hinder the growth of Greenwood as a 9?
No, because we're not signing him.
All right, okay. Well, that's that. That's
I agree with that. Like, I would love. I'm not saying this. We don't need him or anything like that. We won't sign him.
Do you reckon?
We just won't sign him. It's and I'd be happy with that. Like United, not like just focus on what you're doing. There's 2-3 years ago, I see United like with Sanchez, and I know Kane's better than Sanchez. Going, oh shit, Sanchez available. How do we stop him going to City? And I think we would have done that a few years ago with Kane. But now it's like, bro, focus on your right winger. We probably build a team that's as good as. I know it's hard.
Joe, every time I've seen Kane, a team be unbeatable, it's crumbled very quickly afterwards. Whether that was United, I've seen United and gone, like, we won 3 in a row and signed Varane. I said some, I mean, if the internet had been around, I'd have been still getting clipped up because I'd have been like, we're not going to lose ever again. Like, we just signed fucking Sebastian Varane. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Crumbled. Sometimes it upsets the apple cart. Sometimes the blend just ain't right, or sometimes an injury, sometimes something. And I saw, you know, Chelsea, and they brought in, who after they won 2 back-to-back at first, and who did he sign in that third window? I was like, fuck. They're going to win everything.
Yeah.
No. Mm. I've seen it happen with United. Fucking piss this. It just doesn't happen. Leeds, when they was on that rampage, I saw people saying Leeds going to win the league. United could have come 5th and 6th.
Like this year?
No, like 20 years ago. When they got to the Champions League semi.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it was real.
Yeah, and you're just like, no.
And that was a good team as well, isn't it?
But that's it. Sometimes a team can come out of nowhere. The hardest thing, and this is why, fuck the Scousers, but many reasons, but for this one particular, the retaining it is the hardest thing. Retaining a title is ninja because you've got to be at the peak of your powers. And someone say, oh, they got 98 points. They didn't win anything. Who gives a fuck what you got, right? You came second like we just did. Brr, right? The whole point of retaining a title or winning 3 in a row is so unbelievably difficult. That's why it's the very best of teams that have done that. And that's why they can get in the fucking bin. If City sign Kane, in all probability, it'd be amazing for him. I just hold out the hope that he just gets in the way. Just like makes it just fucking skip a beat, Joe, rather than being smooth.
A bit like Thiago at Liverpool, where he's not particularly been a flop.
Yeah.
He's still very good at what he does.
It's the same with Varane.
But he just
and Rouge.
makes it weird for everyone.
Varane was amazing when he came to United. He was like,
especially in Europe.
Yeah. Everyone, I was like, oh my God.
Remember the goal against Panna?
Listen, Ruud van Nistelrooy, in isolation, looking at Ruud van Nistelrooy, one of the best signings ever. But the team around him was dysfunctional.
And we won one league.
One league, yeah.
That's madness.
He was not.
That's it. So sometimes being a better team rather than one mega individual.
All right.
Explain that. You just pulled a face like that.
Joe just told me Chelsea signed Shevchenko and Balak.
Does that after they won 2 titles? That's what he signed. Yeah, that was it. So I was thinking, I never lose.
What are you doing? Right.
Did he think he was getting breaking news in his ears?
Yes. Yeah, Chelsea have signed Shevchenko, Michael Ballack, and Ashley Cole.
Do you remember when Ballack scored for Bayer Leverkusen against us in that 2-2?
Oh.
Joe, Bayer Leverkusen lost a treble in a week.
Yeah, Bayer Leverkusen, they were called.
Yeah.
I remember that in madness. The press, like, they were like, oh, they're getting called Bayer Leverkusen.
Do you remember Ballack in Moscow celebrating just before?
Yeah.
And then collapsing to the floor.
There's a scouser in the comments says, we got to 98 points. I don't give a fuck. You didn't win anything. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
It's like Usain Bolt breaking the world record and you going, well, I was 0.3 seconds behind him. Well, whoop-de-do, where's your medal?
Sound. You're not the winner.
That actually happened, didn't it? When the US raced Jamaica, was it in the relay? And they both broke the world record, but really? Obviously Jamaica won.
Oh, mate, that's harsh. That is harsh.
On the phone to the missus, how'd you do? Well, we was faster than the world record. The old one.
Remember it?
Did you win then? No.
Did you ever remember the Manchester Games you used to have down Deansgate?
Yeah.
And Jessica Ennis, they said she broke the British record for hurdles. And I remember, she was like, I didn't even think I was that fast today. And it turned out they're not putting enough hurdles out. They put one less hurdle out, so it didn't count.
Oh, shit. So everyone was celebrating.
It's like, actually.
And there's someone like
That's not right.
Sorry, love.
We've got a couple of super chats. We've done that one. George Holloway says, would Souček from West Ham be a good addition to Manchester United?
Not signing him either.
No, but it'd be like signing Fellaini.
Really? You feel like?
On paper, it looks like a good signing.
He's not one that I
play than Fellaini.
No, but I mean in that.
Do you know what?
He's very tall.
Fellaini did
very
a decent
gangly.
Job for United. I'm sorry.
I think it's slow everything down. Nah, Fellaini was shit, bro.
He wasn't. You weren't saying that when you're running onto the pitch to hug him. You're absolute.
I was running onto the pitch for Falcao.
Of course you were. That's what they all say.
Fellaini got in the way.
Yeah. Ross Murphy says, could we still get Ndidi as Leicester not making top four?
Good shout.
No. Leicester have got so much dosh that like, they don't
They have got dosh, but you can still get players.
But Ndidi...
Yeah, but you...
Yeah, I but mean, they're also right. a club
that if that player wants to leave,
yeah, yeah, like Mahrez wanted to go. These
they have a good relationship with their players, don't they?
Yeah,
where they'll go,
Chilwell,
give us another year, maybe, and then or something like that. But I, especially with the cup being won, I can't
stay Europe.
Can't Joe, see that.
Joe, you've got a message there from Joe. Yeah,
apparently, go on. It's time for a Surfshark read.
Go on, Stephen. You're so good at these.
From the top.
No, not that. You got to make it up.
Hello Pretty and style. Welcome.
Like, make it up like I made my last
38 one. 38 minutes in.
Do it like Ron Burgundy.
I can't do it like Ron Burgundy.
Who can you do it like?
I'm not doing any impression.
No, 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 you got to do
it. No, I'm not.
Fury, Fury,
no,
come on.
I can't.
Come on.
Can't do it.
Peter Fury, come on, man.
Come on, do it. Do
I can't
it.
Do it, I can't do it. Do
all right, we'll have a chat and then you get in the mind frame. Can't do
it. Listen.
Come on.
Please. Got a surf shot.
I can't do it.
What's the website?
The link's in the description below. If you click the link and use the promo code Paddock.
I see, I was on the spot then. I'm not prepared for this. My head's fell off. Do you know how many meetings I've had today?
Oh, meetings.
Oh, I had to speak to a European cup winner today.
Cam, when you can fucking synthesize fucking insulin, fucking talk to me, you dickhead.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's some joke about
it. Right, Surfshark. Thank you to Surfshark for sponsoring this channel. It's a VPN and it's great. You know, sometimes when you're on Twitter and you want to watch a goal, but then it says, you can't watch this in your region. Or you go on Netflix and you're thinking, what the hell can I watch? Because I just can't find anything anymore. Like, I've watched everything. Or you simply just need more security on your phone or on your laptop. Get Surfshark. It's great. You can change which area you're in, which region you're in, so you can get on any sort of Netflix, the American one and all that kind of stuff. You can make yourself, when those things are, what is it, geolocation?
Yes.
When those things are blocked by the location, you can watch those as well. All those kind of things. Surfshark's class. I've got it on my phone. I've got it on my laptop. And I actually use it. So this isn't just one of those things that we
Adam, I believe there's a 30-day money back guarantee.
30 days?
30 days.
30 days.
30
Not
days.
Not only that, yeah.
That takes you to nearly
85% off.
Last couple of weeks of the Euros, that for me.
And 3 months free.
So what did you just say? Last in the Euros. So let's say you live in India. Yeah. You live in Australia.
Yeah.
You live in America. And they're not going to have the Euros games on.
No.
England here play on terrestrial television. So what you could do, download Surfshark, download ITV player, download BBC iPlayer. They might ask you if you got a TV license. Just say yes. And then you're in, mate. VPN's got you in.
Use the promo code Paddock. Link in the description.
85% off. They're giving it away.
They are. Talking of ITV, can you believe that Peter Walton, the absolute fraud, got a job at ITV for the Euros as the refereeing expert?
Bro, I hate that prick. You know why?
I do too.
Because no matter what the decision is, he backs the referee. Oh, you're supposed to be a neutral.
And then when he's put on the spot, he'll go like, nah, I don't think that is a penalty. And then literally like 10 seconds later, penalty.
Honestly, I've never seen someone with a better hit rate of being wrong.
Yeah. He's like consistently wrong all
do
the time.
You know what you might as well do? You might as well just lob a mic at the first idiot you see in the crowd and go, what do you reckon?
That's how we got here, innit?
Penalty. Here's a mic back.
Yeah. There's a better chance than he's right than or they're right than Peter Walton was.
Jesus.
He's awful, isn't he?
Dog shit.
Yeah. There was a point where he waffled on a camera, which game it was, for ages, explaining the decision, and then it was the wrong decision. And it was like, you just spent a minute explaining that, and it's wrong.
I actually don't recall. Maybe it's because you don't really think of it when he gets them right, but I actually don't recall him getting something bang on.
There's times when he goes...
The handball of Dortmund against City. Was it Emre Can? Yeah. I think headed it onto his hand. He went, oh, that's not a handball because he's done that. It's not a handball. Blah, blah, blah. And it was a handball.
Yeah.
And it's like, why have you got him on? What's the point of him?
He'll just agree with the ref.
Yeah, it's pointless. And it was like the one that the Leeds guy who got sent off against City as well, cause always seems to be City for some reason. He was like, oh, it's not a red. Blah, blah, blah. And a minute later, he's a red card. You're like, just stop talking. Just get rid of him. And now he's got another gig during the summer on ITV, probably getting paid lots of money.
Apparently, they've also signed Graeme Souness. ITV are going for what I believe the kids call engagement.
Yeah. Graeme Souness on France Ashley games Cole is going to be absolutely...
He's awful. He's a flannel. Why is he on?
He's a shit pundit. Him.
He's fucking useless.
It's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, there's more than that, but I don't want to get in trouble. So.
Also, Jermaine Genius, bro. You know what, yeah? I watched the Man United highlights with commentary yesterday.
He must be stacking up the cash. He's everywhere.
There were 10 games on yesterday, and somehow they still lumbered us with fucking Jermaine Genius.
Why does he hate us as well so much?
I hate him.
Like, well, maybe that's something to do with all United fans hating, but he proper hates United. I don't get it. There's no rivalry with him. Is there? When was he ever playing for a club that was rivaling United? He played, was it
useless,
Forest, bro. Newcastle and Spurs? Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's on everything. Amazon he's Prime, on everything. BBC. He's
on, remember on the one show?
Sky.
The one, he's not even football. BBT.
His fee must be lower than mine because he's on fucking everything. Everything.
Or he's absolutely balling, bro, and he's making more money than he made during his playing career.
Do you know what I hated? Do you know what I hated about him? In the World Cup when he had a dig at Phil Neville.
Oh, bro, bro, don't get me started.
Do you remember?
No.
And he went, are you trying to talk to me about playing in central midfield? I thought, mate, he's won Premier League titles playing in central midfield.
And boss Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, what have you won? You've literally won one trophy in your entire career. What are you on about?
Martin O'Neill ripped the lads when he was talking about winning the Champions League.
Oh, Cannavaro and that.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm about to shut your mouth.
Yeah. Have you ever won the Champions League? No, I've won it twice. Yeah. I was like, wow.
No, because they were talking about how he hadn't won the World Cup.
Yeah.
And he went, wow. But I'm the only one to win back-to-back Champions League.
That's sick.
And they all shut up. Because I bet, like, Cannavaro was thinking, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy? What's he on about? Why are we listening to him?
Whose dad's that? Because let's be honest, Martin O'Neill forgot more about football than any of us three would ever know combined. Does definitely look like someone's old man.
Yeah, and he looks like he doesn't have a clue about football.
Yeah.
Like, you know, someone's old man that didn't like football. Mate,
coached by Clough to 2 Champions Leagues.
And look at the job he was doing with Leicester.
Did a good, yeah. He came from the ranks, didn't he? Like, Wickham and then to yeah. Yeah.
Was that Leicester's last trophy before these new owners?
Yeah. The League Cup, yeah.
Martin O'Neill.
Yeah, and on a shoestring, absolutely.
Made Emil Heskey look like an absolute baller.
Solely for profit, mate.
Emil Heskey was class though at that point. Mozzie, is it?
Eh?
Robbie
that's
Savage.
An old school Premier League name, yeah.
Yeah. Aye.
There was some shit in that team, but it worked. And again, that's going back to
Adi Akinbaye.
Sometimes the blend.
He was terrible.
No, he played for Leicester. Yeah.
The blend is better, and that's what you need. You need a blend for a team.
Mm.
That's what Jermaine Jones doesn't understand.
I hate
he's never a fucking winner.
Well, you've only got another 7 channels in 48 hours of him, whatever it's going to be over the Euros when
stop,
he's on every
just
single.
Stop, just leave us alone.
Telly device
he's
you can
in,
get.
I think he's coming on it in here with one of the what? Shows in Rio. Yeah.
I'm going to ask
mate,
him.
Mate, seriously.
I genuinely am.
You're going to
be
bared
up. I'm definitely going to ask
what?
Him.
I'm going to ask him why he's so useless.
Hey, any chance of you not being shit?
Yeah, I'm going to do a video with him. I'm going to ask him nicely.
Do a live video with him.
I say, remember me and you were both in the Coke advert. Let's do a video.
Martin P says, okay, question. Underrated football pundit. We'll wrap up on this one. Go on, Jay. Who's your underrated football pundit?
Underrated? Oh, yeah, we need one. He's not underrated because he doesn't get many gigs, though, and that's Danny Higginbottom.
I was about to say
yeah, because he does his own work.
We were all going to say the same.
Yeah, we're all going to say Danny Higginbottom. For me, he's the best pundit on TV.
Yeah, well,
Peter Drew is a commentator, bro. Like God.
Jacob O.C., welcome to the Academy. Much appreciated for your support, brother.
Nice one. Get joining. Oh, yeah. Also, subscribe, you bitches.
Adam McCormack says, lads, if we go on to penalties on Wednesday, will you watch or hide? And McCullough, what's your favourite jersey you own that's not a United one? I will hide on penalties and never watch him. McCullough, what's your favourite jersey that you own that's not a Manchester United Football Club one?
The Venezia one's nice, you know. I like that. It's a really nice shirt. Also, the Nigerian ones are winners, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Decent, man.
The Nigerian.
Nice. Right, we'll wrap up with Wally of the Week. Go on.
Wally of the Week. Shouldn't it be Wally of the Year since end of the season?
All right, go on then.
Wally of the Season.
Wally of the Season.
Go on, who's yours?
Balled it.
I forgot. Ticket. But Jermaine Genius, bro. What am I talking about? Ruined football for every channel.
Who's worse, though? Him or Steve McManaman Fletch?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But Steve McManaman's not everywhere.
No, but when he is, it's minging.
The thing with Steve McManaman, though, he is minging, but I can understand why he's minging.
Play for Real Madrid.
Because
well.
he's like a scouser, he's just very pro scouser.
So it's like stepping
you know I mean?
In human shit. Doesn't happen all the time, but when you do, it's.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'd go with Sinclair, man. I think he's the worst.
I can't.
Because he's so bitter, and he's not even a City fan, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He just hates United because he knows there's a lot of money in that for him. That's it.
And the way, like he's shook off their owners to speak out. I know they all are, and I know all you City fans, you're just spineless twats. Like, bruv. You're letting them just sport wash the fuck out of your club and you don't care.
We don't care.
So Trevor Sinclair's like, just there like bending over for them.
He wants them gigs. He wants them ambassadorial roles when Talk Sports stop phoning him. Right, so I've got...
They won't stop phoning him. I mean, he pissed in the back of a police car and they still phone him every week.
For the season.
And that's not even an allegedly.
No, no. And there wasn't a bit of racial abuse towards a copper as well, thrown in as that as well.
It's got to be...
Domestic violence.
Trifecta of John Henry, Perez and Woodward for trying to create a Super League. And Woodward losing his fucking job in the process. I mean, we'll find out whether he was the dickhead in all of this or not. What won't it be mad if Woodward was actually really sound? And he was like dead trying for all sorts of stuff, and the next guy that we get really shows up how much he was doing, and he's awful.
I'll always hate Woodward.
There'll always be an issue.
Thing, yeah, but the thing is, without him, there's no Glazers. He did, yeah, he created the Glazer.
So, I know what you mean, like, but I just fucking will always hate that man. And he never came on the channel.
And you know what?
You asked him, and you asked him to come on here, and he said, "Yeah, I will."
And you know what's annoying? Should we tell it?
Go on, why not? He's going now.
On the day when he resigned, we were scheduled to go to London and stand outside his office, and then he resigned, and it was like.
We had two belting ideas, the Woodward one and a Glazer one, and Sky did that one, and Woodward had to resign before we could go and do the other one.
It's amazing what you can do when you've got unlimited amount of money and resources and stuff to do what you want. Step.
Fergie. Say, why did you speak to Jay and not me?
I don't need to doorstep Fergie, I've already spoke to him. Listen.
Yeah, Wally of the season, I think that's correct.
Yeah,
for those Super League
matches. Yeah.
But I'd probably go Florentino Perez because he kept digging his heels in.
Well, yeah, because not only did he got explained to him how he was wrong, and he was like, no, you're wrong.
I kind of like that, though. Even like when there's no other teams left in it, he's still going, we're doing this. I don't care.
Champions.
Right, we'll wrap it up there. You know where to find all these. As has been said, but I'll say it again, we're going to do a mammoth watch-along.
It's going
to
be amazing.
The Europa League final. It's going to be Mikola, Howson, Smith, Baggers, Andy Tate, myself, for X amount of hours, going through the night, and then carnage afterwards. He's going to be like he was against LASK, if you remember that one.
Make the drive home.
Remember Tranmere as well?
Yeah, Tranmere. Nope. Yeah, you don't remember that. For a reason, so he's going to be like that. Mac is staying over as well, so he can get. He's going to be minutes.
Oh, fuck Simon Jordan has put the comments. Yeah, he's a fucking.
Oh yeah, fuck Simon Jordan. Don't ever try to be cheeky to me on Twitter again, you little prick. Because I'll tell you about yourself like I did. He tweeted me some shit like, "Oh, now there's a good, like, nice lad." I go, "There's a nice lad. Go fuck yourself, bro."
Don't you know, mate. 1-0 to him.
But you see, the other people will accept that off him and just be like, "Oh yeah, Simon." But I'll just go, "Fuck off, you cunt."
Tell him, mate. Tell him that next time you're on TalkSport.
Thanks for sponsoring us.
Maybe you can do a little show together.
Nah, I'd never be on that show. Fuck Jim White too.
Anyway, if you are listening to TalkSport, people, others of us are available for work.
They all see my tweets. They all see my tweets.
So you can, yeah, you know where to find all those. Like, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up before he insults someone else for something else they've done to
him. Fuck you, Jay.
Go and check out Surfshark in the description as well. 85% off and 3 months for free. 30-day money back guarantee. Terms and conditions apply. This has been the Paddock Podcast. Thanks for watching. Sports Social Podcast Network.